Which came first, racism or slavery, is a topic that has been long debated and is reminiscent of the question, which came first, the chicken or the egg? It is not uncommon for one to see slavery as the clearest example of racism in America to date. The idea that many people don't consider is that slavery could actually have existed in America before racism did, and there is a great amount of evidence supporting both sides of this issue. After analyzing the evidence for both sides of the argument, it is undeniable that slavery existed before racism in America, and thus was the cause of racism in America, not vice versa. It may seem strange to think that one could possibly enslave a race without being racist towards them. However, that is not true. One must remember the first forms of labor that farmers had in America, indentured servants. Indentured servants were people who belonged to someone else and worked for them for a fixed number of years as a way to pay off a debt, such as payment for the voyage to America. The problem with this was that these servants were not permanent, so the farmers began looking towards enslavement, beginning with Native Americans, which once again posed some problems. The issue this time was that Native Americans were not immune to European diseases, thus many died after contracting these illnesses. A second issue with enslaving the Native Americans was that they knew the land extremely well, and thus could escape relatively easily. Therefore, the farmers were forced to once again to look elsewhere. This time they began looking towards Europe, first offering fugitives who would otherwise be executed to work as slaves in America. Next, they began looking to Ireland. However, they were unable to enslave the Irish as their rights were being enforced. So finally, they decided to look to Africa. The first 20 Africans brought over to work in the United States were not even called slaves, but were indentured servants, and were freed in 1651 after their time was served. Africans became the main source of labor as they were more resistant to European diseases than Native Americans and did not know the land. This clearly shows that slavery existed before racism, as the Americans were simply looking for a better source of work, as they considered enslaving the Irish men of their own skin color. It is also important to consider racism as a possible cause of slavery, and that racism possibly came before slavery in America. In Winthrop D. Jordan's White Over Black, American Attitudes Toward the Negro, 1550 to 1812, there are examples of 16th century travel records that show a racist attitude towards Africans held by the British on the basis of skin color and religion. It can be argued that this racism is therefore the cause of slavery in America, but there's no evidence of this being a widespread attitude. One could also argue that all the slave laws of the 1660s and 1670s were prejudiced towards blacks. However, the laws affected the whites and Native Americans alike, thus eliminating any notion of prejudice. Which came first, slavery or racism, is an age-old question, with a plethora of evidence supporting each side. However, through close observation and analysis of historical writings, it is quite clear that slavery preceded racism in America. It is quite evident that slavery was able to precede racism due to lack of the cheap, sustainable labor present in the New World, where many farmers went in hopes of getting rich. Although there are travel records that show the hatred of Africans based on skin color as well as religion, there is no evidence of this racism elsewhere, and therefore cannot be used to prove anything. Not only did slavery precede racism, it was the necessary prerequisite to the prevalence of racism in America.